David, would you like a quick roll call just for the record?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon to everyone on today's Geographic Regions Working Group call on Tuesday, the 15th of June. We have David Archbold from staff. We have Gisela Gruber-White and Rob Hogarth. And we have apologies noted today for Janice Karklings, Fahid Batani, Olga Cavalli, Cheryl Langdon Orr, and Paul Wilson. Thank you. Over to you, David and Rob.
Thanks, Gisela. Right, Rob, we were talking about the Brussels meeting. Yesterday I did circulate to everybody a slightly expanded question paper, if you like. What I had done there was continue down through the various matters to be taken into consideration that we had attached to the first report, and where it was appropriate, turned those matters into questions. There's some that couldn't be dealt with in that way, but if you've managed to have a look, perhaps that makes some sense to you.
Yes, it did. I thought that was a very good expansion of what you all had been discussing earlier, and I think that it'll be a nice sort of framework or foundation for not only the working group discussions, but perhaps the public forum session that we've got on the schedule for the Brussels meeting as well.
Well, that's what I hoped. I mean, I agree with you. I'm happy to do the PowerPoint, or a bit of the PowerPoint presentation that I did before. It's now somewhat old. I'm not sure that all the figures are necessarily identical, but they're near enough for government work. So we can do that. And then I thought the follow-up to that was really to try to get people talking about some of those questions, not just what the answers were, but, I mean, the follow-on one that I mentioned yesterday to each of them, which was basically, does it matter? Because the answer to some of the questions can be no, but then, as I say, does it matter? And that's the sort of feedback that we need. Talking of feedback, by the way, what's happened about what's the latest on the survey?
Well, we have peaked at 35 respondents for the survey. I asked for a download of just the results and got those delivered from Big Pulse today so I could see who the responses had come in from, what sort of response and feedback we had gotten. What I would like to try to do, Dave, just for you as chair, is shoot you the link just so that you can tell me whether you can even open it or you can get access to it. I will otherwise, you know, reproduce the raw data. I had hoped to be able to flesh it out a little bit by the forum session, and that's still a goal that I have, although I've got this remote participation responsibility, which is weighing heavily on my shoulders. Just be able to give the working group a general sense as to some of the feedback. Just in looking at it generally, I'm very pleased to see that those folks who took the time to respond did, you know, provide some substantive feedback to the questions. They generally tended to be primarily members, at least in my first review, of the CC and at-large community. And so, I mean, I think that's sort of where we are with respect to that. I don't know if, 35 is a great number or a bad number. I think it's certainly much more than we typically get in an ICANN comment period compared to the responses to the at-large survey that went out at the same period of time. I think as we discussed on the last conference call, Cheryl was reporting a number of a little bit over 100 of at-large responses, even as part of their own survey package that included the geographic regions. So it's, you know, notable to me that even when we have that engaged community, out of a total of, you know, over 100 people who responded, we got a 33% response rate for geographic regions information out of that group. So I don't know what judgment to make of that. Those are just the raw facts at this point. So perhaps, you know, with the forum and some other sessions, if we can keep the poll open a little bit longer, we may get some more feedback.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I sort of went off on a tangent there. Do you feel that my thoughts about the meeting are reasonable?
Yeah, I think you've got a good outline. You know, when you talk about a session in Brussels, right now we've got the block of 8 to 9:30, one of the series of first sessions on Thursday morning. Unfortunately, because of the blocks and things going back and forth, it does conflict with two wrap-up meetings from At-Large and GNSO, which may affect some of the attendance of working group members, but I note there is no direct conflict with any CCNSO meeting, at least on the public schedule. So I think with you and a couple of other members of the working group, there will be a good foundation of working group members to spur community discussions. What I think will be particularly useful, and why I thought it was important to take advantage of this meeting, is we have expanded remote participation capabilities at this meeting, and so the meeting will be recorded. I'm delighted that you've expressed a willingness to do your presentation again, because I really want to have that captured for posterity, but also to be able to, you know, have that as a link or a resource for folks, not just to be able to go look to perhaps a presentation without the value of your speaking behind it, but to actually have, you know, a recording that shows the slides, has your voice, and where folks can see, you know, the animation, to really sort of drive home for those who may not yet be aware or not plugged in, sort of some of the implications and issues that we're looking at. So I like your sense of, you know, going forward with the introduction and then using the questions, quite frankly, to try to inspire or stimulate some further community discussion.
And or even provoke.
I think that would be great just to, you know, try to find some way through this fog, and I'm not quite sure what the best way is to describe it, but, you know, to basically, like you said, provoke some further feedback so that there's something more to hang the ultimate conclusions and recommendations of the group on.
Yeah. Okay, I will try and prepare, I think, a few more slides, therefore, around the questions, assuming I can grab some time sometime.
That would be great. I mean, my thought is, and I know we communicated independently via email, just one-on-one, even if I had just a copy, or if I have your permission to use what we've already got on the wiki, I was hoping you could email me directly so that I could then just forward it to the meeting team.
So we I will do. I didn't get your response until late last night, by which time I said, okay, I'll do that in the morning.
Right. Yeah, that would be great because, you know, part of the foundational aspects of the remote participation effort is if we can get presentations posted as early as possible, then folks who are looking to participate in a session or look at a meeting might be further inspired to participate. We do have a deadline of 48 hours before a session, if at all possible, to have speaker presentations so we can have them loaded into the Adobe Connect room that we'll be using as a tool for these sessions. So that would be great because then for remote participants as well, I can just click through the slides as you're going through them so that, you know, we're not relying solely on those folks who are participating in person but potentially folks remotely as well.
Okay. And will there be instant recording on that meeting or not?
We will be, yeah. I mean, we will have a transcript. It's not a scribed meeting, so that we won't have it that way, but what we'll have the audio through the Adobe Connect that will be available for folks to listen to.
Okay.
You know, as a record afterwards.
Yeah. Kiddo. Well, is there anything else we three can address?
No, I don't think so. I just encourage any working group members listening to this recording to share their thoughts and reactions to the latest group of questions that you're that you've provided, to think whether there might be some other areas of quote-unquote provocation, as you've coined it, which is, I think is perfect, to get folks thinking or working through some things. I don't know, Gisela, if given her schedule and given where this session is situated, whether Cheryl will be able to participate in all or part of the session. I think we were able to capture, and it's reflected in some of your questions already, Dave, some of Cheryl's thoughts from our last call. So I was delighted to see that. And then just if we can, you know, inspire a little bit more feedback from the working group over the next couple of days, then I think you'll have a good package for at least a conversation, and we can get some more stuff on the record when we're all in Brussels.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine, Rob. Thanks for all your good works. I'm getting in on, I think, the Sunday this time. I'm normally in on the Saturday, but I couldn't get away here. So I will be in Sunday afternoon.
Super.
I assume you're there pretty early, are you?
I'm getting in because, once again, as with Nairobi, I have been drafted to staff the remote participation function, which will, you know, basically you'll see me with, you know, hooded eyes and a slouched expression most of the week. But I've assigned myself the remote participation room manager duties for this session on Thursday. And, you know, as opportunities present themselves, maybe there will be certainly some time for some unilateral meetings of working group members in Brussels for some conversations. And, you know, if you, Bart, and I want to set aside some time, too, I'm sure we'll be able to do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, sir. And Gisela, thank you both very much. I excuse me. It's too early for me. I've got frogs in the throat. I haven't had enough coffee yet, so I will go and do that. So next time we speak, no doubt, we'll be actually in Brussels, but I will send those files off to you imminently.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
Okay. Take care, Rob. Bye,
right.
Gisela. Thank you.
Thank you.